to know God died on the cross, rose again the third day, paid it all. Our crimson red stains washed white as snow. What a blessing. What a blessing to know. John chapter number 20. Coming back from a little bit from last week, what we talked about. But I want to talk about this week after the resurrection. After the resurrection. Let's look at John 20. We'll read verse 17. Then we'll read verses 27 through 30. John chapter 20, verse 17. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now verse 27. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered, and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Believing you might have life through his name. What? A celebration. Celebration to Jesus' life after the death upon the cross. But let's look here at John 20, 17. And I've talked to several people about this verse. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. And I've heard several different things saying, why couldn't she touch him? But if you study that out, it doesn't mean don't touch me. It means don't cling to me. Don't keep doing what you're doing right now, which is loving on me. But I want you to go to my disciples and tell them that I'm alive. After the resurrection, he told her to go. To go. And that's what he wants us to do. Focus on Jesus, but go tell. She was focusing on the Savior, clinging to him, and he said, no, I've not yet ascended. I'm not going anywhere. I want you to go and tell my disciples so they can know too. And then secondly, believe. Look at verse 27. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Do you believe the resurrection? Do you believe that Christ is not in the tomb? You can go look, and you can say, okay, well, he's not there, but do you really and truly believe that? Enough to accept him as your Savior. So we got to go. We got to go tell. Keep our focus on Christ, but go tell the lost. Believe. You know, we don't have these physical signs that Thomas had here. You know, he touched him. We don't have that. We have to have faith. Last of all, verse 31, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Life, everlasting life, by believing on my Savior. Do you believe him this morning? Through the risen Savior, we have life, everlasting life. But it takes faith. We don't have those signs. We can't touch his hands where the nails were, as Thomas did. We can't put our hand to his side where the soldier's spear pierced him. But we can have his word, hide it in our heart, believe upon the Savior, and we'll have life, everlasting life. Can you fathom what that is? We've lived some 1, 2, 6, 8, 10 years, some of us longer, some of us more than that. I saw, was it the other day, somebody was 100 and something years old, celebrating another birthday. 100 and some years old is just going to be a split second of our everlasting life with our Savior. What a blessing to know that we're going to be with Christ forever, forever. Let's keep our focus on our Savior. Brother Harold, if you'll lead us in prayer, we'll go to our classes.